Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The fine for catching lobster during the closed season is $3 million. Find out more on today's program and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui, James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Any person caught with lobster during the period Saturday, April 1 to Friday, June 30 could find themselves on the wrong side of the law. The period, referred to as the lobster close season, is a mechanism put in place to ensure the conservation and sustainability of the crustacean. The maximum fine for persons found fishing for lobster in the closed season has been substantially increased from $1,000 to $3 million. Offenders can be fined up to $3 million following conviction in a parish court. At the Supreme Court level, there is no maximum fine, which means this is up to the discretion of the presiding judge. In the meantime, the ministry through the Fisheries Licensing Authority will be ramping up efforts to curb the illegal harvesting of lobsters. The licensing authority has the power to suspend or cancel a license or refuse to grant a license without going to court. In the meantime, the revised Fishing Industry Act is to come on stream during the 2017-18 fiscal year.
We have examined it fully. We have ironed out all the kinks, and it's going to be a revolutionary piece of legislation. That one is one that is high on the agenda.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. He was speaking at the opening ceremony of the two-day Caribbean Fisheries Forum held recently in Kingston. National fisheries authorities from 17 member states of the Caribbean Regional Fisheries Mechanism discussed recent and emerging trends in fisheries and aquaculture and strategies geared at strengthening both sectors at the regional level. Additional discussion topics included adaptation measures for climate change as well as disaster risk management in fisheries. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The only cure for sleep is sleep. Translation: the only cure for sleep is sleep. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
See it, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy?
The road is
Yo,
slow today.
Yo, tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, regardless of how busy you are, you must find time to sleep and rest. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
C-Sex study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui, James Sawyers, with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.